This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government Minister Ryan Strachan set to deliver the national budget today. Meanwhile, officials in key sectors call for cost of living relief in the national budget. The Education Minister hints at continued investment in the sector ahead of today's budget. A retired principal urges faster action on education reform. And the UN urges Syria to act fast to protect people as hundreds of civilians killed. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. It's budget day in Barbados, and from 3 p.m., Minister in the Ministry of Finance Ryan Strachan will outline the country's financial roadmap. The estimates approved by Cabinet on February 11th are projecting a total revenue of $3.9 billion, while expenditure is expected to reach $5.1 billion. This leaves a fiscal shortfall of approximately $1.15 billion. Meantime, major players across two key sectors have outlined their hopes for today's budget, both calling for specific policies to ease the cost of living and reduce Barbados' dependence on food imports. Chairman of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Revitalization of Bridgetown Committee, Eddie Abed, told Starcom Network News he's hoping that government addresses the structure of freighting taxation, a method he said could reduce the cost of living by as much as 10%.
I would like to see us calculating duty on the FOB value of the merchandise and not the CIF, basically excluding freight from our cost. Freight has been extremely high, and it gets higher in times of uncertainty. It gets higher when oil is on the upswing. And this is part of this could be a way that we could reduce costs in this country somewhere between 5 to 10%, depending on the commodity and depending on how large the freight component is.
Chairman of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Revitalization of Bridgetown Committee, Eddie Abed. Also sharing his hopes for the budget is Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Mr. Paul expressed concern that the door was currently too wide open for large landowners to sell prime agricultural land.
If you reduce the amount of acreage below a sustainable base, it has long-term consequences for the development of the sector. So to that extent, we want to see what strategies will the government be employing to, first of all, encourage those persons who are in the sector to continue to remain and stay connected. Invest, and those persons who are even in possession of agricultural properties, even if it's for the speculative purposes, what strategies will we pursue the government, what incentives are there in the government budget to encourage those persons to let those lands remain within agriculture?
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. With the national budget set to be delivered today, Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman, has signaled that government will continue to prioritize education spending. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program, Senator Blackman said significant resources have been allocated to the sector to ensure both teachers and students have what they need.
The government continues to ensure that we have all the necessary resources for our children and the entire educational system. But we've placed significant resources in the educational sector. Why is that? The truth is, Barbados is competing more and more and more against a global workforce that has at their disposal a lot of resources that helps them to leapfrog. And if we're to help our country to leapfrog into the 21st century and not just be competitive, but to be number one, we therefore have to ensure that our system is doing that. So part of this transformation is ensuring that, one, the teachers have the necessary resources that they have. Two, the students can be able to now adapt in a reality that makes them confident, having the best resources at their disposal in terms of not just the teachers, but also the curriculum.
He also confirmed that the current 11 plus exam will no longer be a feature of the transition from primary to secondary school. He emphasized that ongoing consultations will determine the final structure of the new system.
The process of transition from primary to secondary school will be different to what it looks like. What it will look like, we are now going to obviously have to settle on that based on all the consultations that we have. Okay. So even the term 11 plus, as it were, will no longer be a feature. That's the point. We have to now settle on what that transition from primary to secondary school is. And that's why, as you've rightly said, Kristen, ongoing consultation, not just from the ministry, with all stakeholders is going to be key, because we have to now reinforce that there is change, there's transformation, and in that transformation is transition, because we often focus solely on the transition from primary to secondary. But if we look at the overall aspect of where our entire educational system must go, we wouldn't focus on what happens from primary to secondary only. So it's highly weighted, necessarily so, but there's a movement that we have to now work towards in that entire process.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman. Meantime, retired principal of Queen's College, Dr. David Brown, wants to see officials press on faster with the transformation of the education system. Dr. Brown was speaking to Starcom Network News following a tribute to the late historian Trevor Marshall and said specifically the 11 plus examination needed to be revamped.
I'm all for educational reform. If we are to develop a society that would take us forward in terms of economic development, we got to reform the educational system. There's nothing wrong with that. I am not against the so much in support of the 11 plus that it must stay. If you think that it serves its purpose and you gonna come up with another method of transferring children to secondary school and developing out of education, you must do it. I can prove beyond a shadow of doubt that the Common Entrance was recognized by Grattan Bush. He came here and he did some intelligent tests, and it's Grattan Bush who said children must transfer from primary to secondary school at age 11. They're not magical about age 11. That's Grattan Bush in 1946.
Retired principal of Queen's College, Dr. David Brown. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, is calling on Barbadians across various sectors to be part of the upcoming Sustainable Energy for All Global Forum. In its sixth year, the forum will bring over 1,000 delegates to Barbados this week as part of discussions around the theme Sustainable Energy for Equity, Security and Prosperity.
We will have 77 countries, we'll have international agencies, we'll have the United Nations, we'll have our development partners, we will have members of the global private sector and the owners of capital. We will have members of civil society here in Barbados. And so we're very excited as a government of Barbados to be hosting this important conference, and we will be co-hosting it with SC for All under the leadership of the Special Envoy for the United Nations Secretary General on Energy, Ms. Damilola Ogunbowale, who will be here along with her team coming in from Vienna, Austria. So we're looking forward to sharing all of the outputs of this important conference with Barbadians, and we're encouraging Barbadians to get on board.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. The government of Antigua and Barbuda is advancing an initiative that will include wealthy citizens in the country's hospitality industry through a targeted land allocation program. The government said it is offering Ocean View Crown land exclusively to Antiguan and Barbudan citizens for the development of high-end rental properties. According to Cabinet spokesperson Lionel Hurst, the sample homes will be funded by either the National Housing Authority or by the central government itself and carried through by the National Housing Authority. The initiative aims to redirect citizen investments from low-yield savings accounts to the more profitable tourism sector. And finally, the United Nations is urging Syria's interim leaders to take swift action to protect Syrians following a wave of violence against the Alawite community. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, at least 1,000 Alawites, including children, have been killed over the past few days. Syria's presidency has announced the creation of a new committee to investigate the attacks. The violence began after loyalists of former President Bashar al-Assad, whose regime was toppled last December, ambushed government forces on Thursday. Recapping the headlines, Government Minister Ryan Strachan set to deliver the national budget today. Meanwhile, officials in key sectors call for cost of living relief in the national budget. The Education Minister hints at continued investment in the sector ahead of the budget. A retired principal urges faster action on education reform. And and the UN urges Syria to act fast to protect people as hundreds of civilians killed. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. Carol Toppin, good morning.